HarperCollins Publishers and Harper Audio present The Golden Wolf, a novel by Linnea Hartsiker, performed by Matthew Lloyd Davis. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go direct to www.harpercollins.com/audio/goldenwolf. It contains useful information, including a list of places and characters, sources, and more. 1. Freydis Solvistatter sat on a rowing bench near the ship's stern, with the warp of her weaving tied to her belt and the other end tied around a broken oar. She had chosen a simple pattern to work while sailing. The pitching of the ship and the yelling of the sailors were too distracting for anything more complicated. Her companion distracted her too. Dota was the daughter of Aldi Atlasson, the steward of Sorn, close in age to Freydis's 14 years, but far different in temperament.
"Is the pilot not handsome?"
Dota asked Freydis. And when Freydis did not answer, she continued,
"He is young to be a pilot. Usually they are grizzled old men. But you must be used to far handsomer men in Tafjord. They say that King Ranvald's sons are even better looking than Harald's sons, though I find that hard to believe."
"Gudrid Haraldsson visited Sorn last summer, and he is as pretty as a woman.
What do you think? Which is the handsomest?"
Freydis saw a mistake in her weaving and had to take out a few lines of weft. "King Ranvald's son, Einar," she said quietly. "He was the eldest of King Ranvald's sons, a warrior and poet, with a severe kind of beauty that Freydis could hardly look upon without blushing. He was said to prefer boys and ignored most of Tafjord's girls. But he had always been kind to Freydis, and she often wished she could be more like him, strong and untouchable."
"What of Ivar?"
Dota asked.
"King Ranvald promised that Ivar would marry me one day, so that my sons can be kings of Sorn."
"Ivar is handsome too," said Freydis.
"I've never seen him. Does he look like King Ranvald, tall and grim-faced?"
"No," said Freydis. "He is much more handsome, kind and friendly too. All who meet him admire him." And Freydis liked him too, for he treated her like a younger sister, teasing and protecting her. But he did not draw her gaze the way Einar did.
"Kind and friendly.
He sounds dull," said Dota.
"But at least he is wealthy. Are you not excited to go to Vestfold? I have never travelled so far."
Neither had Freydis. She had been born in Sorn, but had lived her whole life in Tafjord's halls until a year ago. She knew every stone, every living creature, and all the little spirits of Tafjord's glens and valleys. Then Hilda and Alfrith had sent her off to Sorn, saying she would be happy there. And now she was sent to Vestfold, like a sack of grain with no will of her own.
"Well?"
Dota asked again.
"Are you? There will be more young men in Vestfold. All of Harald's sons and Harald himself. And I've heard that Princess Gyda is the most beautiful woman in Norway, though she must be growing old now. Still, it is a wonderful story, is it not? Harald conquered all of Norway for her."
The wind fell off and the ship began to wallow in the troughs between swells. Freydis's stomach shifted uncomfortably. She untied her weaving, wrapped it around her hand and focused her eyes on the horizon. Her cousin, Roli, one of King Ranvald's younger sons, had taught her to avoid seasickness that way. On the 2 days' journey that had taken her from Tafjord to Sorn last summer, she had spent the whole time vomiting, angering her mother, who wanted a daughter who loved the sea as she did.
"Who do you think you will wed, Freydis?"
Dota asked.
"You are pretty enough. And you're King Harald's stepdaughter. That should help."
"I don't know," said Freydis. She dreamed of becoming a priestess of Freya, a woman who looked into the future and ensured the fertility of the land. They were sometimes the mistresses of kings and chose when to bear their children. But King Harald and King Ranvald both had too many sons and too few daughters. Freydis would make a marriage to cement an alliance one day, and she must be resigned to it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?